I was invited to be a panelist at a conference held at the prestigious Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York. The conference was called Where Are the Women? And the student chapter of Women Chefs and Restaurateurs had gathered a pretty decent roster of women chefs from around the country to come to the campus for the full day and evening and to participate in discussions, both formal and casual, with all the young women cooking students. Incredibly, it never goes away, this question about women. Now, I imagined what a bust the conference would be. Letting my mind roll over my own payroll, female after female after female, from general manager to bar manager to sous chef to pastry chef to owner to server, I couldn't imagine that we were still having this conversation, this draining, polarizing conversation about where the women are in the industry. When I opened my own restaurant nearly 10 years ago, I finally put to bed that whole business about being a woman in a male-dominated profession. I was so obviously in charge that I didn't even need to say it. I unlocked the gate and the office in the morning and brewed the coffee. I wrote the menu, cut the checks, posted the prep list, cooked the food, and locked the door at the end of the night. Men who came to work at Prune understood at the threshold that there was a woman in charge, and all of them worked each shift, virility intact, without needing to challenge that. I received 5 resumes a week from young women entering the field, evidently not deterred by the reputation of the industry. Surely this stuff is over, I thought, finding my seat on the train. This topic's a dinosaur. Was it really necessary to get a chef who had worked late in her kitchen the night before out of her bed at such an hour in order to get to the upstate New York campus to talk about this all day long, starting at 9 a.m.? My phone rang and it was Carlos, my sous chef, calling from the restaurant to check in. In the lobby of the building, I met up with the other women chefs who were also just arriving, and Kat Cora came in behind me, looking so fresh and excited and pretty. I immediately got caught up in her good energy and natural kindness, and the dangerous mood that had started to take hold of me on the train quickly evaporated. I shook hands with the few panelists I had never met, and I warmly hugged the women I already knew. It's not that uncommon, after a very short while, to feel like you know all of the other women in your industry, as the pool gets small fast. If there's an event for women, we are all trotted out sooner or later, and we meet each other with some frequency. That should have made me think, then, while greeting my co-panelists, that maybe there was some validity to the conference after all. If there were so few of us visible in the industry that we kept seeing each other at so many events, there must still be a problem with employing female chefs. I suddenly recalled running into a male colleague on the street in New York one summer. He's not a chef, but he owns some restaurants and has an excellent female chef at the helm of his places. He was walking down the sunny street with his tall, elegant mother, who was visiting from San Diego. "Hey," we exclaimed to each other. "Hello there." He introduced me to his mother as one of the top, one of the best female chefs in New York City. I laughed. "Well, there are only 4 of us in New York, so I don't know about that." We all laughed, and then, without even thinking about it, I said, "Now, if we could just get that word female out of the sentence." And suddenly, this dead cheerlessness came over the sidewalk, and all of us felt awkward, taking that moment to reimagine the same sentence without the qualifying word female. "Mom, this is one of the top, one of the best chefs in New York." I wished I hadn't mentioned it. But on this morning in Hyde Park, I was fixed on dismissing the validity of the conference. Even though I can't understand for 1 second what the difference is between a male chef and a female chef, the food has to be cooked and we all just cook it. Even though I simultaneously soar and cringe to be called one of New York City's top female chefs, somehow I had set my mind to it that this conference would be a bust, even as I was palpably buoyed by the sudden shift in power. That infectious, energizing feeling while standing together in the reception hall with this bunch of smart, strong women.